So congratulations on the film. I thought it was a very very sweet and funny story. Can you tell me a little bit about your, I guess, experience growing up in church, if you were religious in any way growing up, and where a story like this came from?
Yeah, I mean, I was born and raised Catholic. I went to Catholic school from kindergarten through senior year of high school. You know, I was baptized, confirmed, all that stuff. I remember, like being scared that like anything bad I did, I'd go to hell, or that God was watching me if I was doing anything I shouldn't be doing. And it wouldn't like prevent me from doing them. It would just like make me feel really bad. Which I think is sort of how Catholicism works. Like, everybody still does these things. They just feel horrible about them. The experience came because I went on this retreat that Alice goes on in the film in high school. And at the time, I didn't really think anything weird about it. It was just, you know, growing up, I didn't know anyone who wasn't Catholic, really. So there was no outlet for me to learn anything new or different until I went to school in New York after I graduated. And then I realized that there might be something interesting in this specific upbringing that I had in the Midwest at my particular high school.
What kind of spurred you to go on that retreat? Was it friends, or were you just wanting to go along with people and seeing what it was all about? Because there's that one scene where one of the friends says that she can't really talk about what happens on the retreat unless you actually go on it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was very secretive, and this was before, like, the internet was really wide and accessible. So you couldn't, like, go on and, like, Reddit and see what, like, happened at the retreat. Like, my best friend came back from it, and she was like, oh, my God, it was amazing. It changed my life. You'd really benefit from it. You should go. And it wasn't even, like, on my radar. I was just sad that my friend was gone for a weekend, you know?
Right.
And yeah, I was like, why do I need to go? Like, tell me. And she wouldn't. So yeah, it was the draw of the secrecy and the peer pressure, because everybody was going.
So what was the experience like? I'm not on Reddit as much as I probably should be as a journalist trying to look for stories, but what would it say? What would it say on Reddit about the what happens behind those doors?
They take away, firstly, you travel on a bus about like an hour and a half outside of anywhere, any city, the middle of nowhere. We stay at like a Jesuit retreat center. They take away your phone and your watch. They don't really let you talk to anyone except for at meals. So you have your own bedroom. You go through all these exercises where you're starting to think about emotions and feelings, like the checklist that's in the film. And then all the, like, leaders and the teachers and student leaders tell these really personal stories. And you have no explanation as to why they're doing this. But they're usually really intense and emotional. And then they read these letters from your parents out loud. Again, all of this is just, like, a surprise. And it's really embarrassing. But for some kids, I think it's really powerful because their parents maybe don't always say these things to them.
Mm.
And then you get a packet of letters from other people who've been on the retreat. And everyone's like, trust the process. Like, God loves you. I love you. And then you're told to, like, tell your own personal story. And you still, the whole time, can't talk to anyone. So you're, like, desperate to talk to someone. And then they just give you Jesus. And that like, solidifies your relationship with Jesus. Because, you can't, like, talk to Jesus. You can't converse with Jesus. But I found it very manipulative in hindsight. And, the manipulation worked on me at the time. I was coerced completely. But in hindsight, as an adult, I'm like, Jesus Christ, they really played with us.
No pun intended, of course. So it did have an impact on you then, but looking back on it now, it was a little bit shady.
Yeah, it was a malleable 16-year-old girl, you know, who really didn't have the capacity yet to think critically. That was something I developed later. And I think that's because I grew up in such a, like, homogenous community. Like, everyone was Catholic, and no one really questioned it.
Well, yeah, I mean, normally don't. The kids go along with whatever the parents are, you know, if the parents are waking up at, you know, 8 in the morning for Sunday mass, then you're just going to go ahead and follow along. I mean, that's normally the case, right?
Right. Right, right. Yeah, exactly.
I had a ex-girlfriend in high school go to one of those retreats, and she mm-hmm. came back and she broke up with me because of the retreat.
She told me
that they were sitting in a group and that they were talking about relationships, and I guess I came up and that I wasn't part of their church, so that she had to go, she had to come home and break up with me because I wasn't part of their church.
Yeah, see, there's nothing good that comes of it.
Hey, Kiko, can we do last question? I've got to get her to another interview.
Yeah, no problem. What do you hope this says to kids that are kind of trying to find their own way spiritually growing up? Are you trying to let them know that it's okay to kind of question things as they go through life and trying to figure out if they have faith or if they believe in a religion?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it's sort of about that point, too, in an adolescent life where, like, you realize the parents and the adults in your world don't have everything figured out and they're not infallible either. I think that's a real turning point where you begin to think, like, oh, I can be that way, too, and it's okay. But also, yeah, I want young women to see this and realize that if they're told they can't explore their body or don't think they can or that it's shameful in any way, that there are other people out there who have felt that way and that it's okay. And one day you'll be able to think for yourself.
Hey, Karen, thank you very much for taking the time out. I really appreciate it. And again, congratulations on God Yes. Yes, God Yes. And we can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you so much, Kiko. It was a pleasure.
All right.